The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I am happy to have you listening to me today, and we will be talking about growing rhubarb above ground. Now, let me start by saying rhubarb, like any other crop that you would have in your garden, is typically a plant that you would grow in the ground. But we're going to talk about today growing it above ground, either in a container or in some sort of vessel that is not actually garden soil, in the dirt, in the ground. Now, I am growing rhubarb above ground, just started in my small rural landscape. And I just started that this year. I am hoping that this new to me growing method is going to result in a more robust plant, one that I can actually harvest rhubarb from in about midsummer. Now, I've had a rhubarb plant in my backyard for about a year. Last year was the first year I had grown rhubarb in my small backyard garden at my country home. I had high hopes for harvesting, the beautiful long ruby red stalks, making fresh pies, and even freezing some for that taste of summer in the depth of winter. In the early spring, I had divided a rhubarb plant at one of my community gardens in the city to establish a crop at my country place. I have tons of rhubarb in my community garden, and taking a little bit of it and bringing it down here would not be a problem. And like I thought, the transplanting went well. My rhubarb plant is a truly vigorous, hardy plant in my experience, and it can handle relocations with no problems. I've done it many times before, but not here at this house. But it went well. And then, just as spring was turning into summer, when I thought I'd have a wonderful, lush growing rhubarb plant, the plant just began to suffer really badly. And here are the whys and hows of changing my rhubarb growing from the in-ground garden to growing it above ground. Now, first of all, why did I do this? Why did I grow my rhubarb above ground this year? I have 2 5-letter words for you about why I did this. Slugs and pests. Something, maybe a ground-crawling slug or snail, became a incredible garden nuisance last year. I had laid down a thick layer of salt marsh hay, and I thought that would keep the creatures from running around, but instead, those little creepy crawly slugs found refuge underneath the dark and moist hay. So that was something I should not have done. And then, those little snails and slugs would come out in the evenings and eat big holes in my rhubarb leaves. Not good. And they were eating not just my rhubarb, by the way, they were eating a whole bunch of other stuff. And this happened even though I used a whole bunch of diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth are basically ground up diatoms, like ground up tiny, tiny seashells. Things that theoretically the slugs would try to crawl over, but it would basically cut their bodies, and it, not good. They would crawl away. And I believe that this would help. It did not. Other nighttime pests were out and about as well, but I could never figure out what was going on. And while I routinely fertilized all of my garden, including my rhubarb plant, and I added compost, and I watered all the stuff that should grow a nice, healthy garden, nothing really thrived. And I think it was because my nutrient levels in my garden out of whack, just the not the right amount of nitrogen or phosphorus or potassium or calcium, or I don't really know. Don't really know what's going on. But this lack of nutrition may have led to a lack of vigor in the plant. And when the plant is not vigorous, it's more susceptible to and does not bounce back from pest damage and other environmental factors as well. It just wasn't a healthy plant, unfortunately. So in growing my rhubarb above ground, I am hoping that with its roots not in the, you know, poor soil, and with its roots and lower leaves not available to these creepy crawly insects, I'm just hoping that the pests will not bother it. And I also hope that I will be able to provide a better soil environment in which the rhubarb can establish itself. So, what did I do? How am I taking my rhubarb above ground? Well, let me first say that the rhubarb plant I had last year is still out there. It suffered poorly from about late August through the end of the year when the leaves naturally die back. This year, it's coming back up. I had my doubts, but it is coming up. However, I still have all those rhubarb plants in my community garden up in the city. I divided those once again. There's no doubt that those plants will thrive in my community garden, despite me taking a little chunk out of it. So, I have this very small root ball of rhubarb, and I am going to plant it, or I should say I already planted it, in a container. And the container I am using is a fabric-based smart pot. If you go to smartpot.com, you can see what I'm talking about. It's basically a round barrel, short barrel, but it's made out of fabric. Natural and synthetic fibers, sewn into a round barrel, basically. And the one that I have is about 15 to 20 gallons in size, I would say. So the heavy-duty fabric is breathable, and this breathable fabric allows for the root zone, the roots growing in the soil, allows for those roots to be air-pruned. And air-pruning is basically a way for the roots to... I want to say, like, kind of snip themselves. And when they snip themselves, they create all these very small-sized roots. And small-sized roots are actually, it gives the plant more surface area to absorb oxygen and absorb nutrients. So, hopefully, the air circulation within the soil through the breathable fabric will be a-okay. So that's my container. What am I putting in my container? Well, I'm putting in the soil mix. I filled the smart pot with it's a container blend potting mix from Organic Mechanics. They are a soil company based out of Pennsylvania. Good folks there. This container blend contains compost, pine bark, coconut coir, it's called, worm castings, and rice hulls. This makes for a well-draining but moisture-retentive mix, and the roots can grow through it quite easily. I also added another product from Organic Mechanics. It's called a Forget About It. You know, think of a New Yorker, forget about it. Well, it's called a Forget About It Root Zone Feeder Pack. And within that package, it's a pre-measured dose of a 422 fertilizer. It also has mycorrhizae in it, which is it's a fungi that cooperates with root systems for better nutrient and oxygen exchange. There's something in it called biochar, something also called azomite. I'm not exactly sure what that is. And also super ground, very fine oyster shells. And that is, adds a dose of calcium in there. And all of these elements in this root zone feeder pack It's meant to help plants really get established quickly and well. I kind of call it like it's a wheatgrass shot in your green juice in the morning. It really is. It's a power punch. It gets you going. It gets the plant going. So I just did this yesterday. I just put the rhubarb in. I put the feeder pack in, root zone feeder pack. I put it out there in the sun. It's about 2 feet off the ground. I haven't seen any snails or slugs yet this year, but you never know. It rained all day today, so we'll see if they come out. And I'm suspecting in the next 2 weeks or so that rhubarb is going to really establish itself, and then in another couple of weeks, those big leaves are going to come out, those big long stalks are going to elongate, and I'm going to have a wonderful, fabulous rhubarb plant to make pies with this summer. So excited. And of course, I will keep you guys notified as to whether this worked or did not. And that's it for today's episode. So please, if you have any questions or comments, let me know in the comments below. And happy gardening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.